Well done, Sean. That was a hard-fought, proper away performance again.
It was, yeah. We thought today we'd have to turn up, you know, affect the pitch. You know, we didn't want the pitch to affect our performance today. And we had a game plan that went out the window after 20 minutes when Mehdi came off. And we hung in there and we were dogged and determined and really organised as a group of 11 bodies out there on the pitch. Don't think Wills had an out-and-out save to make. Yes, they've had a bit of possession and a bit of territorial advantage, but I think we've had some two or three really good chances today. It was a tight game, and it was a horrible game, but a horrible game that you come out and win three, you know, come out and win 1-0 and get you 3 points. And that's all that matters to me today.
Yeah, it's never going to be a feast of free-flowing football on this surface anyway, so it was a question of adapting to that.
I mean, obviously we're not privy to how Cheltenham go about their week, but I don't know if they train on this. If they do, you know, it's a real poor surface that hinders a lot of football clubs at our level. But, you know, our surface isn't like that, so you have to make, you know, adaptions to the type of play that you want to, you know, you want to try and play today, and we did. And, you know, we're areas and put them under pressure. And we won our second balls and defended all over the pitch and scored a fantastic goal. Great ball in by Berry and a great header at the far post by Mehdi. And you hope that, you know, you can take that into half-time and, you know, your game plan comes to fruition a little bit more in the second half. But we had to make changes once again due to injuries, and that really disappoints us.
Yeah, shame to see Mehdi Alito come off quite so early in the match.
Ah, listen, it's been the story of our season, you know, playing with limited options at centre-forward, you know. But I think that's fair credit to everybody else behind them. Yeah. You know, the organisation, you know, the determination that you have to play with when you know that sometimes you're going to be backs against a wall because, you know, you haven't got that pivotal figure at the top. You know, I think we need a lot of characteristics to show for that, and I think we've got them.
Nearly 2-0 before half-time as well. Paul Lewis with a header that was saved brilliantly by their keeper.
Yeah, well, I think it was brilliant. Every part of the move, it was a fantastic breakaway from us. A wonderful ball into the box by Piero. And a third man running into midfield, which was Paul Lewis. And he connected fantastically well, but it was an unbelievable save. Yeah. It really was. And I think at that point, if it had been 2-0, you know, the second half could have been a different second half. But I know I sound kind of, you know, pretty calm about things, but I'm jumping through hoops at the minute. I'm delighted with them 3 points today. Absolutely delighted.
And I think you should be as well, from the way the team defended when they were put under a bit of pressure, particularly in that second half.
Yeah, you know, when you got Wright on the field and, you know, you got three or four other attacking options for them, and they put the ball in the box at every opportunity in the right areas. You know, I thought Cheltenham played reasonably well today. You know, there was a tough nut to crack. They've got a fantastic home record. The home records really gave them a chance to stay in this division. You know, it's been the away record that's cost them this year, so we knew that. We had to be absolutely aware of that, but our away record's been very good as well. So we fancied our chances today.
What about Greg Taylor playing central midfield as well and playing there well?
I thought he was the best player on the pitch. I thought he understood the you know, the pitch, understood the situation that he had to you know, that he had to plug holes for us. He won all the balls in the air. You know, he hooked things on at the right times. His decision-making was great. He's a reliable character and one that I really care about. Delighted that he's at our football club. You know, he's someone that sometimes goes unnoticed, the job that he does for the football club. But not for me. You know, I absolutely respect everything that he does for us. He's a great lad as well. So I thought he was a man of match today for us. It was a top performance.
Good team effort, though, all round today.
I think you're going to get 5, 6, 7 of them performances throughout the season where, you know, it's going to be ugly. And you need your team to be absolutely understanding of that. And that's what you get. You get, a hard-fought 1-0 away win, and I love them.
And a third consecutive away win without conceding a goal.
Yeah, even more important. You know, like I say, I don't think we'll have an out-and-out save to make, which is great for us.
Thanks, Sean. Well done.
Cheers.